Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, Paul Andrico here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I'm going to be going over probably one of the hottest reports that I've put out through this year, and as a result of that, I've had so many of you connect with me and again download the full report and start the conversation that I think so many of you are already having, but you're not really digging into the specifics of where these places are and what they have to offer you. So right now on this podcast is about the top 10 cheapest areas to live in Ontario. This is places that are still within the province, starting from the 200K range and up. And as an added bonus for you, because of the fact that I've handled so many of these moves within Ontario, I'm also able to give you very important insights on what government programs you might qualify for by moving into those areas. So there's a lot of really great juicy details that we need to go through. Obviously, once we're connected and once I know where you're going, we can get into all the good stuff. So on the podcast, just to keep things interesting, I'm going to go through five of those on the top 10 list. Obviously, all you need to do is download the report to get the full list. So on this report, one of the areas that's on the list that's definitely worth looking into, and it's a place where I've been many times, is London, Ontario. It is the sixth largest city in Ontario. There's over 366,000 people. But despite the size of it, it's actually still very affordable. Now, when it comes down to looking at prices, depending on where you are, if you're listening to this in Toronto, then you know what the average prices are here. In London, they are just a little under 400,000 at the last time I checked, which is just over the last few weeks. I've just been updating all my latest stats, and of course I'll give you more specific stats once we start digging into things. But approximately 368,000 was the last update that I posted, and it may have changed a little bit from there. But again, anything that's in the two or the threes, and you're possibly selling your Toronto property for 7, 8, 9, maybe 1.5, depending on your property, the math's usually gonna work out pretty well for you. So that's one of the places on the list. The second place to consider that's also mentioned on the list is Guelph. So Guelph is one of the best connected cities to Toronto. There's GO Transit, daily buses and trains that leave between Guelph and Toronto, and the lower cost of living is a really big factor in making it attractive. So with Guelph, though, the houses are a little bit higher than London, for example. So the average cost of a house here is about 430. But again, for the most part, it's under five. And if you're selling for something over five, then again, that difference, and this is something you guys need to realize, is if you're selling your principal residence for 800 and you're buying something for 400, then you are, and you're obviously selling it for 800 and there's no mortgage or very little, let's say you're walking away with close to 800, and the difference between what you buy and what you sell is your money, tax-free, hopefully goes into an account or somewhere safe that, sort of acts as your buffer and, keeps you safe from, job losses and things like that happens. It's not, again, it's not enough to retire on. And I tell everybody this because I just want to burst that bubble. I don't want to tell anybody that you're going to retire on what you might make in real estate, but it certainly will help getting up in the morning a little easier and having to say goodbye to an asshole boss a lot easier if you've got that little bit of a buffer. So Guelph is another one of the areas you should be That should be on the list of the top 10. Another one is Orillia, and I've moved so many people up to Orillia, I should probably have a phone number and an address there myself. I've really seen a lot of people make the journey up that way. There's approximately 31,000 people that live in Orillia. Obviously, you know, it's called the Sunshine City for a reason. It's a place where a lot of people like to go up, you know, during different times of the year. The average price, you know, again, this is summer, basically late summer that I did all the research on this for you guys, was in the average price of a house in this area being about $329. So maybe it's up to closer to $4 by now. There's lots of jobs in Orillia, obviously, with manufacturing, government services, and many of the clients I've moved up there, again, were in a variety of jobs, from medical to office jobs to manufacturing and etc. So it's a really good sort of place to consider if you're looking for something, again, within you know, just a few hours of Toronto. And if you ever have to come back for work or family, it's definitely doable. And all the clients I have that have moved up there, I still hear from them and see them quite often, again, even in Toronto, for you know, for a coffee or a beer. One other one that you should really think about is Waterloo. Now, Waterloo has been a favorite of mine since even before I was in real estate. I used to spend a lot of time up there visiting friends, going up to Oktoberfest, and you know, causing all sorts of Oktoberfest fun and you know, debauchery and all that kind of good stuff. But again, you know, nothing but good memories about it. Waterloo is, again, in the it's in the below 500 average. So, you know, the approximate was about 480 last time I looked. It's an area that has, of course, a really good tech sector. There's a lot of great education options there. Lots of, you know, parks and sports field, tons to do in Kitchener, Waterloo. One of the things that we like doing when we go up to that area is to hit St. Jacob's Market, one of our favorite areas in Ontario that we like to travel to. And I do like to get my hands in on all these areas. Obviously, I don't necessarily plan on living in all of them, but I want to be able to sort of, you know, act and speak like a tourist, at least when we're talking about where you might be living. And then, of course, I do have people in these areas that are definitely more on the ground, and they're able to connect with you directly. Two other places I wanted to mention on the list, and of course the rest, again, you just have to download the report. Cobourg is a place that I've moved people to, again, many over the years, and it still remains, and it's just 95 kilometers east, so it's not even 100 kilometers east of Toronto. You could be sitting in traffic some days, and within Toronto, for an hour or two, and not get nearly as far as that. So it's not going to be the longest drive you've ever had if you've ever driven in Toronto. I've had nothing but good reports from my clients that I've moved from Toronto to that area. It's a small town. Average prices for houses here are just under 300, which is also a really big draw. A lot of people like to retire there or have a summer home. The beaches are amazing. And again, the agents that I work with there, you know, they all, you know, do a great job on helping you guys settle in there and understand why it is such a great other option. And the last one on today's list, before you go ahead and download the full report, because you're going to want the top five as well. This is just, again, the sort of the lower five on the list, is Kingston. So Kingston as well has been a place that we've gone to many times over the years. It's one of our favorite road trips, going up to Sandbanks. When we head up there, we usually pop into Kingston, or when we're going across to the States, when we can do that. Kingston's a great place to live. Average prices here were about $305,000 average price, again, during the summer. It's a really great city for a lot of reasons. I've helped many clients move up there. It's a military city, so many of my military clients have moved up there, and again, seem very happy living up there. Of course, it's close to Lake Ontario, right across from upstate New York. We've taken the Kingston route to Florida for Walt Disney. We've taken the Detroit route, the very long route through Detroit, through Ohio. So just so you know, again, I've touched my toe or dipped my toe into every one of these areas over the years. I don't talk about them unless I have either spent some time there or have family there, and make sure that you guys get that same experience when you're working with me. So that you make the right connection. And you do have to, again, the smartest move right now, and this is the last thing I'll say on this podcast, the smartest move is to move in reverse, meaning that you have to do the research on where you're going and then go backwards from there, saying, okay, here's how much you're going to need to go there. And of course, during that time, I'll be the one handling your sale here of your property, anything you might have to sell before you go. And if you're just buying, of course, that's even easier. I'll just make sure that you're completely tuned in with what you need to know, any government programs that may apply to you, including, again, some of the newer programs that not a lot of you know about that could really, you know, make a big difference in terms of what you can afford. You know, I'm happy to, again, share all that with you. So just head over to my website. So head over to the link on the podcast, or you can just, you can click on the link that's going to be set up just for this report, is top 10 cheap areas ontario.realestatepodcastshow.com, top 10 cheapest areas Ontario at, or sorry, dot, top 10 cheapest areas Ontario dot realestatepodcastshow.com, and that'll be the link to the report, and from there I'll connect with you personally and we'll make that move happen.